When the 2017 legislative session began, security measures were put in place at the Capitol because of concern about Dakota Access Pipeline protesters disrupting lawmakers' work. Now the legislature has decided to make those measures permanent. That means public access will only be allowed through the Capitol's south doors. That entrance will have permanent metal detectors, and we'll have highway patrol officers armed with tasers.
And I know some of us in this chamber kind of harken back to the days where we're very proud about the openness and we can kind of come and go and not have to worry about it. But, Mr. Speaker, times have changed.
Bismarck Republican Representative Mike Nathy told the House the patrol officers have had some incidents during the past couple of months.
They've had at least three separate people come and said they indeed had a firearm and return back to their vehicles. They had people come up to the checkpoint, see the metal detectors, turn and walk away, only not to come back. They've had switchblades, knives, everything else you can think of, and that was as of the middle of March. So every day they're finding something at that checkpoint.
The money to make that checkpoint permanent is in the Highway Patrol's budget bill, which is now on its way to Governor Burgum. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.